Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. They were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus, the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it's now the third day since this all took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, but did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see." And he said to them, "How foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe all the prophets spoke! Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on further. But they urged him, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures for us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those who were with them, who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel is for all of us who have ever said, "I quit, I give up, I've had it. I have hoped that all these years there'd be some change, something I could rely on, something different. But now I'm starting all over again." If you feel that way or ever have, this gospel is for you. We don't know for sure why those disciples were on their way to Emmaus. They may have been trying to escape the memory of all those horrible events that they had witnessed. And in that sense, each one of us has our own Emmaus. Wherever we go to try to forget the difficult, maybe even the horrible things that happen in our lives. Whether it's a bar or a church, a shopping mall, a movie or TV, a casino or Las Vegas, a retreat, the internet or some favorite electronic device, or a refrigerator. Wherever we go, our gospel tells us today that Jesus will be there to meet us. We may not recognize him. He may come in unexpected ways, but he will come. He came as a stranger to those two disciples, but they offered him hospitality. If they had not done that, we might never have heard of this beautiful story of the two on their way to Emmaus, or of the happy ending. But notice that the happy ending did not last long. As soon as they recognized him, the gospel says, he vanished from their sight. God sometimes plays games like that with us. Here today, gone tomorrow. How can you hold a rainbow in your hand? But when you experience the rainbow, that special presence of God, you say like they did, were not our hearts burning within us? Like the two disciples at Emmaus, an experience like that is meant to be shared. That's why we come here each Sunday, to have the scriptures open for us and to break the bread, to be nourished. Each Sunday is our Emmaus here. Easter Sunday did not end with Easter night. It happens with each Eucharist. That is, if our eyes are opened.